It's a busy time of year with Christmas fast approaching, schools shutting down for another year, end of year functions to attend, and generally lots going on. So, of course, now's a good time to stop down and get a reminder of how to stay safe online these coming holidays and into the new year. And to help out, of course, is Tim Falinski from Trend Micro Australia. G'day, Tim.
Hi, Andy.
Now, Tim, we know that cyber criminals are mad for big news stories and special occasions. They love it. So what's currently on the cybersecurity radar that should be top of mind for anyone right now?
Well, you know, we're right in the middle of the holiday shopping season, Andy, and it's a great time of the year for the cyber criminals to wind up and sort of hide their hidden malicious items in between all those wonderful emails we get about the best deals and the hottest toys and the electronics and the clothing. And, you know, it reminds me of a story last year where someone I know was trying to get one of those Hatchimal little creatures that were going around, and they were sold out in all the stores, and so they bought it online, but it wasn't from one of the big guys. And, you know, just everything was warning sign not to buy it, but, you know, they just had to get this toy for their kid, and you know what? They got scammed. So it's one of those times of the year that, you know, in our rush to make Christmas a joyous time for our family and friends, we've also got to pause and just be careful, because it's the time where the cyber criminals are sometimes waiting to prey on us even more.
What are, Tim, some of those warning signs?
Well, you know, like in this particular case, it was where they asked for a direct deposit into a bank account rather than having paid by credit card. So if you were to buy online and you pay by credit card, you know that person's had to start up a merchandise facility with a bank. And that's something a little bit more sort of solid and all the other kind of bits and pieces. Not receiving a shipping email or shipping document or con note straight after your purchase. Having someone whose website's only been up for a short time. So it's one of those things where, once again, you know, we recommend definitely you buy, and this is not just about buying from the big guys, but, you know, we also do encourage to buy local. But just think about, you know, has a person been around for a while? Do you know this location? Do you know this store? Having someone with a physical street address as well as an online presence is something that's quite good.
Okay, well, I'm hoping that most people have got their gift buying taken care of by now. But what about for anyone who's lucky enough to receive a new mobile phone, a tablet, a notebook or PC this Christmas, what should they be doing as part of the setup of that device to ensure they are safe online from day one?
So one of the first things we probably recommend when you're setting up a new device is making sure that everything is up to date. I was helping someone set up an iPhone 10 on the weekend, and one of the things about it is, even out of the box, and iPhone 10s are so fresh you can barely get them, you still needed to update it to the latest version of iOS. So between the time that devices are manufactured and you receive them, there's generally one or two patches that have gone out, and it is really, really important to actually update all those security patches you can get on your devices to make sure that they're locked down. Ensure that you turn on your firewall. A lot of devices have some form of firewall to help you protect your computer from malicious actors. However, they don't turn them on when they first get them. We would also definitely recommend installing a piece of internet security on your tablet or your phone or even your PC, just to make sure that you're protected. I think in the past year, one of the things that we've seen that people aren't aware of is that malicious websites that are actually distributing this content are generally alive on the internet for only 60 minutes. That's how fast they're changing and moving. So to be able to shut them down, to be able to keep moving it and changing with them all, you need a bit of internet security that's staying on top of all of that for you, just to help you be protected out there with everything you do. And then finally, just remove, delete, don't download any bit of software, any app that you don't use regularly. A lot of these apps update automatically in the background, and when you first download them, they're perfect and they're innocent, but in later releases, they become malicious. So if you're not using an app regularly, we do recommend that you take it off your tablet and device or a bit of software off your computer, because therefore that reduces the avenues of attack that you can get.
Okay, so Christmas shopping done safely, all of our devices secured. Let's talk holidays, because, of course, over December and January, there'll be plenty of people out there, no doubt taking a bit of a break, perhaps travelling away from home. Tim, what are your tips for travellers in terms of maintaining safety and privacy online when away from home?
So I think one of the things that people love doing, especially at this time of the year when we travel overseas, you know, is still be connected. And therefore, that free Wi-Fi hotspot is that real good lure to cut down those data roaming charges that we get. But they're one of the biggest places that we all can get hacked. So what we do recommend is that, you know, if you're overseas or if you're somewhere and you are in a free Wi-Fi and all you're doing is reading a news website or something like that, that's okay. But if you're ever to do things like shopping, checking your emails, doing any online banking or checking your bank account, do make sure you're actually on a secured Wi-Fi, not one of those public free Wi-Fis. They're the ones that you've got to be very careful about. As I mentioned just a bit earlier as well, make sure you keep your OS and your computer software up to date. Check the permissions on the apps that you're downloading. I think at this time of the year, you know, especially with the kids around, they want to download the latest and greatest games. And, you know, it's just very easy as a parent to hand your phone to the kid and say, yeah, install a game and you know, play with it. But make sure that, you know, you check what permission that, that game wants and has, and just take that moment just to have a quick look at it. And the other thing is, especially with traveling, you know, do turn off your Bluetooth when you're not using it. So, you know, a lot of us have Bluetooth on for when we're jumping in and out of our cars to use hands-free, and maybe we've got some headset. But when we're traveling overseas and we're not with our car and we're not with our handsets, it's good to turn that off, because people do pick up on that Bluetooth signal and use that to hack into our devices.
Right, and as we move into 2018, what are some of the growing trends in internet security that have the potential to impact on everyday users?
Well, what we're seeing, and I think we experienced it a bit in 2017, but, you know, we haven't heard the last of ransomware. And as people store more and more things on their devices, and it's the irreplaceable things like our digital photos, etc., we're finding that the cyber criminals are really looking at this as a good way of actually gaining some money. So ransomware, I think, is going to be something big. But in around this time next year, as the Australian households become more and more connected to the internet with more things such as fridges and televisions, light bulbs even, watering systems, etc., its IoT vulnerabilities are going to come out. And we've started to see these in other countries where they're a little bit more connected than we are. But what we're starting to see is that by quarter four next year, we're definitely going to be becoming connected households in Australia. And all those vulnerabilities are going to give away for the cyber criminals to get in. And the thing is, with PCs and even with phones, you know, we're coming from an industry that's very used to cyber security and trying to lock down and protect. But when we're now talking about light bulbs, the people who are producing those probably have never thought about security and what's happening in there and how to protect against it. So I think IoT is going to be something that we're going to hear a lot more about in 2018.
So then with those devices, I mean, such as the connected devices, such as light bulbs that we're now seeing sort of coming into the marketplace more and more, what are some of the actions that people should be putting in place if they haven't already to ensure that those devices connected to their home network are safe from attack?
Probably the two biggest vulnerabilities we're seeing in these devices is one, that they haven't had the latest patches applied to them. A lot of vulnerabilities are coming out in things like webcams where they've got exploits that the cyber criminals can use. And there's media about them, and people put out the updated version of the software that will change that and block that from being a vulnerability. But we're finding that even 6 months later, still 50% of devices do not have the vulnerability patch and it remains open. So, you know, as more and more things get connected, you've got to remember that all those devices as well are running a bit of software that needs to be protected. The second part about it is that there's so many people that still use the default password. You know, in all of our checking of a simple thing such as routers in people's houses, around 50% of people, again, still use the default password. So someone could be sitting outside your place, log onto your network, plug in the default password, and get access to all the traffic flowing across your home network. So, and then this extrapolates over all the different devices that you put inside your house. So, you know, the two things I'd make sure that I would do in a connected world is change your password as soon as you get to your device, and number two, make sure that, you know, you regularly check, like changing the batteries in your smoke alarms every 6 months, just to make sure that the latest version of the software is updated and put onto your devices.
Some good tips there, Tim. And of course, I have noticed that you also put out some great tips on the Trend Micro Twitter account as well, which is Trend Micro ANZ on Twitter, right?
That's correct. And we also do put tips and updates regularly on our Facebook account, Trend Micro ANZ as well, where, you know, if people like those pages and that account, they can get regular updates on the latest security threats that we're seeing in the market.
Good stuff, Tim. Well, thanks again for phoning into Tech Daily. Have a great Christmas, and I'll speak to you soon.
Merry Christmas to you, Andy.